I'm Deborah Schachter from the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation, and this is Giving Matters. MoCo Arts in Keene wants to change people's lives through creative expression and exposure to the arts. Peter Fedrizzi started dancing at MoCo when he was 13. Now 17, he takes 7 classes a week.
So my sister's friend is a very accomplished ballet dancer, and we were lying around one afternoon, and I was just stretching my feet, and she looked at them and she said, "Peter, people would kill for your feet in dance, you know, you should try ballet." I thought it was marvelous. I mean, dancing is incredible. MoCo is somewhat of a haven. The people there are all my friends. It's like a second family. There's these boys in intro ballet, maybe 7, 8, 9, who don't know how to point their feet, don't know how to plie, but they're learning. And it's nice because when I started out, I didn't really have anyone to look to. And I think it would be beneficial to have someone to look up to. And I think, or at least I hope I can fill that role for these boys. Dance is, it's hard sometimes because just like there's no perfect painting or no, you know, perfect piece of music, you can't really achieve perfection, but you always just try to work towards being better. In rehearsal, I went to do a turn, it's called a pirouette, and there are incredible dancers who can do 10, 11, 12 pirouettes, and it's really hard. You might spend a year dancing and not be able to complete one pirouette, and in rehearsal I did 4, which was like, oh, that's pretty awesome. I'm going to keep dancing as long as MoCo will let me, and when I go off to school, to college, then I'll keep dancing as long as they'll let me. I'll be there till they kick me out.
Arts organizations enrich our lives and our communities.
Giving Matters is produced by Andrew Perella, Lois Shea, and Rick Ganley, with assistance from Mariah Edson. Music by Bob McCarthy. For more information or to download our podcast, go to the Giving Matters page at nhpr.org.